A military court in Bahrain has sentenced an anti-regime protester to death for allegedly killing a policeman. The court has also given prison sentences to medical staff who treated the injured during the protests against the ruling Al Khalifa dynasty. Bahrain has been rocked by a popular uprising for months. Reports coming out of Saudi Arabia say voter turnout has been low in the country's second municipal elections. The mail-only polls opened on Thursday, and the results are expected to be announced on Sunday, where 5,000 candidates are competing to fill half the seats in the councils across the kingdom. In Yemen, tens of thousands of people have poured onto the streets to demand Abdullah Saleh's ouster. Several have been killed by regime forces in the capital Sana'a and Taiz. Yemen has been the scene of mass rallies against Saleh's longtime rule over the past months. The German parliament has approved new powers for the Eurozone bailout fund in a bid to bring the region's debt under control. A large majority of lawmakers in the lower house voted to increase the fund's lending capacity. The upper house is expected to pass the plan on Friday. An explosion in Afghanistan's western Herat province has left at least eight policewomen dead and several others, including civilians, wounded. The blast came after a remote-controlled bomb was detonated as a police vehicle was traveling on a main road to Herat Airport. A small plane carrying 14 passengers and four crew members has crashed into a mountainous area in the Indonesian province of North Sumatra. The passengers are all believed to have died. A search party was sent to the crash site but could not reach the wreckage because of rugged terrain and torrential rains. Protesters in Greece have blocked the entrances to several ministries in the country. They are protesting the government's upcoming talks with the EU and the IMF on an aid tranche Athens needs to avert going bankrupt. The aid requires Greece to meet even tougher austerity measures. And Venezuela's ailing president, Hugo Chavez, has rejected rumors of a health setback, saying he is doing well. On Wednesday, U.S. Daily said Chavez has been hospitalized after kidney failure. Chavez has had four chemo sessions following an operation in Cuba to remove a cancerous tumor in June.